Beitza per Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. The Mishnah now discusses the halachas of live animals and taking them on Yom Tov. Now, at all events, a live animal would be mukta unless it's been designated ahead of time for eating. And if you designate it as for food ahead of time, it stops being mukta. But still, there could be scenarios where you can't take the animal. Like, for example, the Mishnah says, Ein tzadin dagim min habeibarin b'yom tov. You can't catch fish that are inside a fish pond, like a privately a pond designed to raise fish. You can't do that on Yom Tov. And the reason why is because catching fish is, say, the trapping is considered to be analogous to what you may not do when it comes to plants that grow, of kotzer. Just as you can't do katsira and harvest and reap on Yom Tov, you can't also do tzad, capturing animals. That is to say, even though these are things for, they're for letzorach ochel nefesh, they're for eating. You plan on eating this fish. But just as you can't harvest grain on Yom Tov, even though it's for eating, so too you can't harvest, catch the fish on Yom Tov for eating. One explanation we gave in the introduction, there were many explanations about the differences of what were asar and mutar, was that this could be done before Yom Tov. That's one explanation. There were others as well. Whatever the case is, we're saying here that you can't do that. And the reason why is because tseida, trapping, is a malach, which isn't permitted on Yom Tov. Now, if you remember from Maseches Shabbos, we learned, and it'll be repeated in our Mishnah here, that the definition of tseida is to restrict an animal's movement to the point where you can catch it. So if the animal already can be caught with like one swipe of the hand, just waiting for you to pick it up, then it's not, it's considered to be already like as if it were trapped, and there's, to grab it is not considered to be tseida, it's not trapping at all. So a few examples of that would be, for example, if you had a tortoise walking on the ground. To pick up the tortoise would not be considered tzad, even though before it was free and now you've caught it in your hands, because it was, couldn't get away from the first place, it was like already trapped from the beginning. When it comes to fish, even if it's a small pond and it's a dense pond, since fish are like really slippery critters which move very fast, they're not so easy to catch. And therefore, to pluck the fish out of the water, to grab it, even though the fish was designated ahead of time, therefore it's not mukta, still is forbidden through tzad because it can get away very easily. So you can't get them on, grab and catch fish out of a pond on Yom Tov. Ve'ein nosen lefnei mazonos. You also are not allowed to provide fish with food, even if you're fish inside your own fish tank on Yom Tov. You're not supposed to do it on Yom Tov. And the reason why is because, according to the Bar Tanura, although one is certainly permitted, in fact required, to feed his animals, his livestock on Yom Tov, if they are, if they have no way to feed themselves without you intervening, then you have to take care of them. In fact, you have to feed your livestock before you feed yourself. Nevertheless, when it comes to fish in a bay bar, in a little like a aquarium, if you will, the fish, it's like an outdoor pond, so the fish, says the Bar Tanura, can feed themselves. The big fish can eat the little fish can eat the scum growing on the plants and the little, you know, flies that land on the surface of the water and so on. And therefore, since they don't need you to feed them, you are not allowed to feed them in Yom Tov because that's considered to be excessive tircha, excessive work that's unnecessary in Yom Tov. That's what the Bar Tanura learns. And that would, of course, be a good reason why you're not allowed to go and feed your breadcrumbs to the fish on Rosh Hashanah, as some have the custom to do for Tashlich. That's disallowed based on this here. Now, interestingly, Tosfos and the Rajba also learned that, in fact, you would be required and permitted to feed fish on Yom Tov because the fish in the scenario can't get the food they need, right? It's not true that not enough. It's a densely packed, pond, and there's not enough food to go around. And they do need you to feed them. The thing is, however, says Tosfos, feeding them is an iser derabban on Yom Tov, lest you forget that you're just feeding them and actually take the fish for eating, which is forbidden as per the first line of the Mishnah. So according to Tosfos, it just says din derabanan. Of course, a big nafkamin would be on Shabbos, since you can't eat live fish on Shabbos for sure, you won't cook them, it would be permitted to feed those fish on Shabbos. Okay. Aval tzad nechaya va'of min habeibarin. You could, however, take chaya, live animals, like a deer. You want to eat venison, so you have this deer in a little cage going into Yom Tov. Va'of, or you had a bird, you know, this chicken that you're planning on eating for Yom Tov. And if it's in a baybar, same word again as the fish container. This, again, what baybar means, a container for holding animals. I think the technical term for that is a vivarium, which would apply for both. But in any case, So this container for holding the animals, if it's small enough, so then your deer is like already caught, or your, if it's got a roof on it, it's boxed in tight, your chicken's already caught, and therefore taken out of the box on Yom Tov is not considered to be tzad, say that trapping, therefore it's permitted. Again, assuming that you designated it before Yom Tov for your food, because then it won't be muktzah. And similarly, venos and the fnei mazonos, you also can give them food for eating, the chai and the oaf, the bird and the animal, because if they're in a cage, of course, mazonos of alecha, it's upon you to feed the animal, because without you, how will it possibly eat? Therefore, you have to feed it. Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer, lo kol hebebar and shavan. Rabban Shimon Gamliel is not coming to disagree. He just wants to point out that not every bebar, every vivarium, every animal container is the same. Some are large, and the animal can move around freely, and if that's the case, it would not be considered to be trapped yet. And if that's the case, so it would be forbidden to trap it on Yom Tov, just you can't catch the fish. So if you had, let's say, a large pen the size of a, you know, a room, and you have a deer inside of that, the deer's not trapped. It would be quite an effort still to catch that deer. Therefore, even if the deer had been pre-designated before Yom Tov as food, if the deer is in a pen where it can move around and you can't catch it so easily, you wouldn't be able to grab the deer because that would be tzad. So we're talking here about the case of a container which is small relative to the size of the animal. Zaklal, the principle is kol hamachusar tzeda asur. Anytime that the animal that's inside the cage is yet to be considered to be fully trapped, entrapped, it can't get away from a single attempt to catch it, so then it's moving around, therefore you cannot, it's asur, you cannot grab it and use it on Yom Tov for food. V'she'enu mechusar tzeda, if the animal, however, doesn't lack trapping, meaning it's already trapped, it's already in a box that's very small for it, that you can get it whenever you want to, then mutar, that's the kind of animal or bird which you could take out of the beibar directly and then shecht it and eat it on Yom Tov.